Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor.
First name?
Perry.
Perry, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
And as always, you brought out something cool for the geeks to be able to geek out on. What do we have this year?
This is a working prototype of the brand new Alaritech 1-5 HDD Copy Dock Advanced.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, it sure is.
So let's turn it just a little bit. There we go.
Excellent.
So talk to us about this product. What's it going to do for folks?
Certainly. So first of all, as the name implies, it is in fact a hard drive duplicator.
Right.
So it will duplicate from one source up to five targets, and it can duplicate either rotating memory, so conventional hard disk drives, or SSDs. And it works with either the 3.5-inch or the 2.5-inch form factor without any adapters required.
Nice.
Beyond that, it does some very elegant things. We're now all very aware of the need for data security and wiping data from our devices.
Yep.
Alaritech customers include government agencies, military, and the like. And one of the things they really like about our duplicators is that we sanitize hard disk drives being taken out of service. So we use three different algorithms to do that. One is a 1-pass, the other a 3-pass, and the most advanced, the 7-pass, which is up to DoD standards. And with that, we can then clean the drives so that they are fully decommissioned and ready for use, and they appear when plugged into a computer to be a brand new disk drive.
Right.
And that's golden in this day and age.
And sometimes we retire drives because they are just too small and we want to wipe them to get rid of it. You know, I've got a stack. You know, okay, so let's, we understand that this is a product for a business and for, you know, for DoD and for bigger companies. Not even, this is a, would be even for a small business.
Correct. You know, let's,
So, but what does the homeowner do? A homeowner's not going to be able to buy this. And I know this is maybe a little bit off your product line, but what does the homeowner do to get rid of these drives? Because even if you smash them, practically they're destroyed, but they're really, the disk is, the data is still on the disk.
Fully recoverable. That is 100% correct.
So what's a home solution? Is there one that you can even talk about?
So this would be the smallest unit we have.
That smallest unit you guys have.
That would take the drives to the level that the data would essentially be forensically unrecoverable.
You know something? You know, there's a business here for some small business owners. If you are, if you have a business that sells computer hardware, why would you not offer service? Bring your hard drives in. We'll put it in the machine.
Well, I could use something like that just for my business. I mean, and you could too, Todd. Yeah. I mean, as much data and video and everything we load drives up with, the time comes to get rid of them at some point, we want to make sure they're wiped.
What is the retail on that?
$899.
Actually, not
that
bad. Not bad. For peace of mind, knowing that if you're going to recycle a drive, that it goes out the door and it's, okay, you don't have to worry about it. I have literally have stacks.
I do too.
I have stacks of drives. I'm like, what? You hate to say it. I didn't format. Even with you format them, they're really not clean.
No,
correct.
You know,
formatted drive is fully recoverable.
That's right. That's right. Because you haven't. It hasn't been rewritten with ones and zeros. How many ever times it needs to be done, or whatever the combination thereof.
Yeah, I'll tell you how I know that. I had a drive go bad once that I'd recorded some video on, and I had to recover it for a client. I sent it to a drive recovery service. They couldn't recover the video that I needed, but they found video on there from two previous conferences recorded over that had been recorded over several times.
Precisely.
And they recorded video that was a year and a half old.
Yeah.
So even though I thought I'd recorded over all that stuff, I hadn't.
Yeah.
It's very humbling and scary.
Yeah.
Because it depends on where it's placed in a block. It's just not, you know, it's not like you've emptied the glass and you refilled it. It doesn't happen that way. It puts it in different spots in the drive. So.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So, there's one added feature I'd like to cover for a second. The big issue we have when we're migrating data from rotating memory to SSDs, which is now perhaps the most common application, is that the rotating memory typically is a larger drive, maybe a terabyte or more, and the target drive is
smaller.
Typically an SSD, 400 gigs or less.
Right.
Hard drive duplicators up until this point have not been able to duplicate from a larger device to a smaller device. They'll throw
they
an error.
They say, you're not doing that.
Right, exactly. So what we can do with this device for the first time, and we've been in the hard disk drive duplicator business for a very long time, so this is the first time we've been able to achieve the Holy Grail, we can go from a device with four or less partitions, large devices, an example, a terabyte, to a 400 gig or smaller SSD, as long as the data on the source drive is less than the size of the target drive and make that copy.
Okay. So in other words, if I have a 1 terabyte drive and I have 380.
Perfect.
And then I can move it.
As long as it's in four or less partitions.
Whereas before, you couldn't do that. You had to go from a 1 terabyte to a 1 terabyte source.
That's right.
Precisely. And 1 terabyte SSDs are, A, not very common
and very
certainly
expensive.
Not very cheap.
Yeah. So if you're the business owner and you're going to know you're going to make the move, so you just know you got to get whatever you need to get off that drive before you send it to the duplicator and have that plan. If you know your duplicator can do that, it's just a little planning, and you move the data around, and you put whatever. Maybe it's time for you to clean up some data.
Yes.
So it gives you an opportunity and an excuse to go in
and do some housekeeping.
Little
house cleaning,
clean that stuff up. Yep. Or if you really need to save it, then you buy a big master drive, and you drop it all to that, and you have that as a RAID configuration or something, and you get down to a smaller size. Because the SSDs are, they're so smoking fast.
They are.
Yes.
Oh, it's that Mac Pro over there. It boots in like 15 seconds. It's insane, So, but $899 on this, and you go to much larger sizes too, don't you?
Correct. We go up to 24 targets.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you have a big enterprise and you need to dupe a lot of disk in a hurry, this is the way to go. So can I do any combination? Can I add this master here? Then I can go SSDs in these two slots as well?
Correct.
So any combination thereof.
Right.
Without
an
adapter.
Exactly. You don't have to populate all the slots.
Yep. So what is the typical write speed then? Are they all writing equally at the same speed to each other? Is that how that happens? Or if the drives are all equal?
So it's very dependent on the slowest drive in the chain.
Okay.
Given that we're typically going from 7,200 RPM rotating memory to SSDs, the drag, if you will, the slowest component is going to be the source drive. So it's a very rapid duplication process in comparison to the old days of using software to do this, which was wrought with disasters and issues.
Yep. Outstanding. Another cool product from Laritech. First
thanks,
time
Perry.
You can go from larger
pleasure.
To
thanks
smaller.
Very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
It's Laritech.
Laritech.com.
Yep. Yes. All right.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Take
care.
Bye.